Today's Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Lamed Aleph Omid Aleph, and we begin with the very last words on Lamed Omid Beis, with the Rama stating, and here we're talking about the subject of sleeping with your tzitzis. The Rama writes, for kol shekein, certainly one is permitted lishkov bahen deshori. It is permissible to sleep with the tzitzis on, the talis cotton on. However, v'yesha kosfu, he brings down shenagu shelo lishkav b'talis sheyesh bo tzitzis. Others have the opinion, however, that you specifically should not sleep in a garment that has tzitzis on it. And furthermore, gam shelo litnu l'choveis eino yehudi l'chabes. And likewise, don't give your talis cotton or your regular talis with tzitzis on it to a cleaner to go and clean it, to a non-Jewish cleaner. Because sleeping in it or giving it to a non-Jewish person to wash and clean is degrading to the mitzvah. However, he points out, ach noagim lohokil lishkav bahem, we do have the minhag, however, to allow people to sleep in them. We'll see later on that according to many, he's also saying that we're makel to be sending him to a koveis, a non-Jewish cleaner as well, but this will be a discussion. Mishneh Berurah Sifkat and Tesvav says, the Arizal, however, says, al piasod, based upon mystical reasoning, sheyesh lishkav balayla b'talis kotten, the one should, in fact, wear a talis kotten when he's sleeping at night. This is a subject of great discussion amongst the poskim. In Dirshu footnote 12, he brings down that Rabbi Akiva Eger was machria based upon this Arizal, that the Arizal paskind, like the Rosh, who says, ksus yom, a day garment, chayevis betzitzis, if you wear it balayla. As opposed to the Rambam, who says that if you're wearing a day garment during the nighttime, you are potter from putting on tzitzis on it. And therefore, vaday she'ein tzarech lishkav yom b'layla. Certainly, according to Rambam, there'd be no reason to go sleep with the tzitzis at night because they aren't obligated in the mitzvah. He brings down then from Rav Ozner Zatzal, the Shevet HaLevi, he writes, Sha'af l'shitas ha-Rambam, she'b'laylu u'potel l'gamri mitzitzes, even according to this Rambam, however, maybe one could say, ha'inu rak l'gabei chiyuv asiyas ha-mitzvah. That's only in terms of, do you have to do the mitzvah? However, avol gam b'laylu nechsheves ha-talis l'chefse shul mitzvah. However, the talis is still called l'chefse shul mitzvah, even at nighttime, she'esh lo zgula l'hogin, and it has somehow mystical ability to protect the person, kivin she'sgula because the wearing of the talis cotton or the talis, the four-cornered garment that you're wearing, has the ability to protect you even if it's not the zman of the mitzvah. Thomas Zalman brings down, Kosev Sha'af B'talis HaMiyuchelis L'Laila, Yesh Tama Piasod Lishon Kishul Lavushba. Even a pure pajama that has four corners and you have tzitzis on it, even though it is exempt from tzitzis, nevertheless, al piasod, one can wear it at nighttime. Why? Kivin she'esh bazeh mishum chiv v'mitzvah. When you sleep in it, you're showing your love for the mitzvah. V'gam yo'el she'ischayev v'mitzvah tzitzis miyad b'kum ha'boke. And you're showing that the second you wake up in the morning, you already have your talis katan. And you don't even want to go a second without wearing the talis katan. And he writes, furthermore, Shekivin hu rak midus chasidus v'chumri alma. Certainly this is not something that's min hadin. It's a midus chasidus, it's a chumra, and therefore lefikoch dai betalis kotra miyuchedis laila. He says it's fine to have a special night garment that you wear, not the regular day garment, but it would be sufficient to have a regular night garment, a pajama that you have for tzitzis on. However, the minhag of the Chazon Ish, and I saw as well the minhag of the Stipler, both satsal, was that they did not wear their talis cotton at night, and the reason brought down for the Chazon Ish was shahayoshein tomid balaylo im talis cotton. If you sleep at night with your talis cotton on, yesh lochus shetischashev kichsus laylo haptur mitzitzis. If you wear it every night, then it becomes a pajama, and therefore it would be exempt from having the tzitzis on it even during the day, according to some poskim. If you did wear it at night, do you have to make a brach on it during the morning? Is a suffix as well, and therefore the best eitz is to have in mind when you put on your talis gadol, certainly, that you should be poter the bracha on the talis cotton. Rosh Shlomo Zalman also points out, however, hayoshim b'talis cotton, the eino mechabin l'shem mitzvah, miyad beheir hayom. If you don't have in mind, as soon as it's dawn, that you're now fulfilling the mitzvah, you're actually mevatel b'kach mitzvah saseh every second that you're wearing it without having that in mind. It would seem from this that unintentionally, though, a person who's sleeping through the dawn would therefore be mevatel this mitzvah saseh, and therefore, according to Shlomo Zalman, it would appear he also would not have you wear tzitzis during the nighttime. The Halacha Brewer brings down a very detailed discussion about this, and he holds that many mekubalim held like the Arizal that you should wear a talis katan when you're sleeping, and the only time indeed that you should take off your talis katan is when you're washing up, when you're taking a shower or bath, going to the mikvah or any activity in the water. He goes through great detail listing all the poskim that were in favor of this, all the poskim that were against this. He does point out, however, that according to the Arizal and the Mekubalim, if somebody sleeps with their talis, somehow it works. V'yol ma'od levatel lakochos hachitzonim. It somehow wards off these external forces that can harm you. In any event, clearly the halacha is certainly that one does not have to do this. Certainly there is plenty of room to be made or not to wear the tzitzis while you are sleeping. In regards to sending the tzitzis or talis to a koves eno Yehudi, to a cleaner who is not Jewish, Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tes Zayin writes, a talis ima tzitzis, he's talking about the garment and the tzitzis on it. Elamati ratzitzis yachakach kovsim. What should you do? You can take off the tzitzis and then give it to the launderer to clean, and that's not a problem at all. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Zayin says, when the Ramah says that the minhag today is to allow people to sleep in the tzitzis, he adds, and likewise, v'chein litin l'choves eno Yehudi. Likewise, one can give the garment to a eno Yehudi cleaner, even if it has a tzitzis on it. But then he adds, miyu yesh machmirim b'zesh yasekina. He says, there are those that are machmir not to give it to a non-Jewish laundromat. As I mentioned, the Ramah doesn't specifically address, when he says, when noagin l'hakel, does it only refer to the sleeping in the tzitzis, or does it refer also to giving them to a non-Jewish launderer? Halacha Berurah has a detailed discussion about this as well. He suggests there may even be a printing error. It's brought down by Sefer HaKolel al-Sidur Balatanya, who writes that this is a Tos Sofer in the Ramah, because in the Darkei Moshe, he's mefarish specifically l'hakel af b'zeh. In any event, Halacha Berurah concludes, and he says, "Is manazeh nohagu l'hakel b'zeh." We do give over to non-Jewish launderers, like the Beis Yosef says that you're allowed to. And certainly nowadays, when nobody's really washing it by hand anymore, everybody uses, obviously, a nice form to clean or dry clean such garments. And therefore, he says, "Yesh svar l'hakel," and one can rely upon this opinion. Siv Dalid. The Mechaber writes, Yesh li zor kisha odom lovesh talis shelo yigro tzitziosif. When you're wearing your talis, be very careful, the Mechaber says, not to drag the tzitzis on the floor. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yudches, Yesh beforsh matam mishum bizui mitzvah. One reason is because it's a degradation to the mitzvah to have the holy talis tzitzis, the fringes, dragging on the floor. Furthermore, he says, Va'od ki korv shi apostle. He says, there's a high likelihood if they're dragging on the floor that they're going to get caught in something or stepped on and they're going to rip. And therefore, he says, the eight says, if they're too long, if they're hanging down too far, go and wrap them in your belt, in your gartel, or in some other way that they don't drag on the floor. The Halacha Berurah brings down that some are very careful not to even have them nigroros, agabi safsal, witzdavad, be careful not to have the tzitzis go and even be dragged on a bench or on a platform of some sort. Being very careful with the tzitzis, that they don't get degraded in any way or rip in any way, is very good. And likewise, don't sit on the tzitzis. That's not b'chavadik as well. However, on the tzitzis garment, you can. Not on the tzitzis themselves, but on the beged, you can. Furthermore, he says, if you see someone, a friend of yours, is sits dragging on the ground, you should tell him that that's not right. So he should know that he should pick them off the floor. Likewise, when you're putting on the talis and you see that tzitzis are touching the ground, he says it's very appropriate to go tuck them in your gato, like the Mishnah Berurah said. In the Shari Tshuva, he brings down furthermore, in the name of the Shalmei Tzibur, B'shem Baal Asor, Mamoros, Shekosav, Mitzvah Menamucho, Shiyu Atzitzis, Mishuloshim, Lo Nigrorim. Make sure that your tzitzis are high enough up on your body, they're not hanging down so low that they're dragging on the floor. Eliyu Tuluyim, Va'omdim, Echatziguf, Lomata. They should be in the bottom half of your body, not too high up, because then you're not really having the garment wrapped around you, but they shouldn't be all the way down to the floor. And he also brings down the suggestion in the name of the Pri Haaretz, and Shelis Tshuva's Dogu Mirvava, that one should tuck the tzitzis in into your gartel or some belt if they are too long. Berhetev makes another distinction, and he says that Leinian Shloye Nigra Tzitzis Yeshchiluk bin Talis Godol Koton. He says there's a difference between the Talis Godol and the Talis Koton. In the Talis Godol, one which is Meyuchad for davening, certainly one should be very careful that the tzitzis don't drag on the floor, as opposed to the Talis Koton. And he uses this to explain the famous Gemara about Tzitzis HaKetzes, who was a great person, who it says that he was so wealthy that he would lay out these red carpets, and he would wear, when its tzitzis would drag on the floor, they wouldn't be on the floor, they would drag on these garments. So this seems to go against what we just said. So he says that was his Talis Katan, as opposed to the Talis Gadol. Bottom line over here, one should be very careful not to rip the tzitzis. Sometimes they get caught in chairs, people step on them. One should be very careful to be mechabi the tzitzis properly, and also to make sure that they don't get ripped, the two reasons that the Mishnah Berurah brought down. That concludes Simen Chaf Aleph, and we now go to Simen Chaf Beis. The Mechaber writes, Kone talis, the person purchases a talis, the osobo tzitzis, he purchases the garment of the talis, and he flechts the tzitzis, he puts the tzitzis on himself, merav mevarach shechiyanu, then he is obligated in making a shechiyanu, because delo garam, yikelim chadashim, this is certainly no worse than if you buy a new suit that you're going to make a shechiyanu on, certainly a talis, you should go and make a shechiyanu on it as well. The Ramah adds, Hagah v'imlo beirech b'shas asiya, if you didn't make the shechiyanu at the time that you actually put the tzitzis into the garment, so mevarech b'shas ituf rishon, then you still have the right to make the shechiyanu when you put it on for the first time. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Aleph comments about this. He says, Ein lahakshos, don't question over here, do al kelim chadashim tzorech levarech b'shas kinyan. When you buy a new garment, at the time that you purchase it, at the time of the kinyan, even if you don't take it into your possession, that's when you make the shechiyanu. And here it says, V'loma kosav y'osobo tzitzis. Why does it say over here, when you go and put the tzitzis into the garment? The Yesh lomar davka kishikone beged. So he explains that when you're purchasing a garment that you can wear as it is, that's when oz mevarach miyad, that's when you can make a shechiyanu at the time of the kinyan. But if you're buying a cloth or a garment of some sort that you're going to make into clothing, then you don't make the shechiyanu even when you finished it, rak b'shas levisha davka, only when you wear it. When we make a shechiyanu on a new garment, it's either o kinyan at the time that you purchased it, o levisha the first time that you wear it. And hacha over here by the talis, which didn't have tzitzis on it, halo eino roi lulav shall take it. It's a four-cornered garment. You're not allowed to wear it without the tzitzis on it. Therefore, dalo tzorich la'atil bo tzitzis. You have to put tzitzis on it, and you can't wear it at that time. Therefore, it's inappropriate to make the shechiyanu at that time. And therefore, we now understand the mechaber. He says, al ken eino yoch levarich alav b'shas kinyan. You can't make it when you purchase it, and that's why he says the osa bo tzitzis. When you put on the tzitzis, that's when you make the shechiyanu. Kidei lotzis gam kain das hasovrim the tzorach levar shechiyanu al asiyas hamitzvah pamarishona, and this way you fulfill according to the opinion that those poskim that say that you make a shechiyanu when you make the talis for the first time, put the tzitzis on it for the first time, al ken yivarech b'shas asiyas hatzitzis, therefore make the shechiyanu at that point, v'lo yamtin al ad halavisha, and don't wait till you put it on for the first time, but you can make it when you make the tzitzis, insert the tzitzis into the talis. In the issue footnote number one, he says this is in regards to a talis katan, and he brings down the name of Moshe Feinstein in the Gerus Moshe. Rav Moshe Zatzal says Shekivan shelestam anoshim eino nechshav kibechel choshev. For most people, the purchase of a talis katan is not considered a significant purchase. It's not considered something that's very, very choshev. Despite the fact that it's a mitzvah, it's still not considered a significant garment, and therefore Rav Moshe writes ein levarach shechiyanu on a talis katan. It's a very important mitzvah. We're not knocking the importance of the talis katan. Nevertheless, he says, since it's not an important garment, the mitzvah over here isn't because of the mitzvah tzitzis, it's because of the purchase of an important garment, and therefore it doesn't require shechiyanu. And so writes the Shona Halachos, the same idea, Baruch Hashem, talis katan is relatively inexpensive. You can purchase it in many, many different places, and therefore it's not considered a significant purchase. Ein levarach alav shechiyanu. In Sifkatan Beis, the Mishnah Berurah points out that we're making the shechiyanu on the purchase of this new garment, but we're not making the shechiyanu on the mitzvah, kivan de eino bo mizman lizman, because the mitzvah of tzitzis is not a seasonal mitzvah. It's a constant mitzvah, and therefore we only make shechiyanu as a mitzvah to come on a scheduled basis on the calendar, a yontif, a shofar, a lulav, or things like that. Lefize, according to this, im also tzitzis beveged shohailo mikvar, if you had a garment that you purchased previously, and now you're putting on tzitzis onto it for the first time, af shalohaya bo tzitzis miolim, even though it never had tzitzis on it, ain't tzarech levarach shechiyanu, because as we said, the shechiyanu is not on the mitzvah of making the tzitzis, it was on the new garment, and this isn't the new garment for you. And he says the same thing would apply im tfilin, who had in im also tfilin liatzmo, if you made the tefillin yourself, so then you don't make a shechiyanu on it. The Bir Halacha has a much more detailed discussion on this, which he refers to, and he says, this din is not l'kuli alma, and he brings down, hana tefillin mehasofer, v'chein l'inyan tzitzis, and mitilim achar bevigdo, if somebody else put them on, mashem mehagro. The Vilna Gaon writes that the Rambam's opinion is, ein tzarech levarach shechiyanu, it doesn't have a shechiyanu requirement. Unless you purchase the talis now as a new garment, then the tzarech levarach machmas kelim chadoshim. Therefore, he suggests al kein mehanochon shiachlis atzmo lischayev shechiyanu mitzad acher. to get around this problem of should you or should you not make a shechiyonu, he says, find another reason to make a shechiyonu at the same time, v'yichavi liftor gamazeh, and then knock two birds off with one stone. You're making the shechiyonu on something that you're obligated, and for sure, have in mind over here the tzitzis and or the tefillin. Bifratim hu lovesh ato tefillin pam rishon, especially if you're wearing the tefillin for the first time, first time in your life, b'mei chayav, se bevada yir lasos eitzazu, you definitely should do this. Yesh poskim, shesovrim, the alkol mitzvah shadom will say, pam rishonu b'mei chayav, yorach shechiyonu. There are poskim that say, the first time you do a mitzvah in your entire life, you should make a shechiyonu on it. So here, since there is this suffix, there are those that say you shouldn't make a shechiyonu, go and buy a new suit and put on the new suit at the same time, having wanted to be part of the new suit, as well as the tefillin, and then you're definitely going to be yotzi, all opinions. Dirshu note 4 brings down an eitzah niflaw, a wondrous suggestion from the Rishlomo Zalman. Shelo yikneh ha'av livno es ha'tfilin ela b'yom ha'bar mitzvah. He says, don't have the father who purchased the tefillin give it over to his son until the day of the bar mitzvah, even though the child has been putting it on, so he's putting it on not as his own tefillin when he's practicing in the month before or so his bar mitzvah, but give it over to him as a full present on the day of his bar mitzvah, and then the son can definitely make a shechiyonu al etzem ha'matonah shel ha'tfilin. The hain al hanachosim, and also on the putting it on for the first time, as well as the getting of the present. And this is a great eitzah from Shlomo Zalman. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah says, b'shas itof, if you didn't make it at the time that you purchased a new garment and inserted the tzitzis, you can put it on and make the shechiyonu then. And he says, b'tchila birchas lesate, first make lesate for the tzitzis, and then v'achakach shechiyonu. It sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is saying that there's no problem of the hefsik having the shechiyonu before you actually are misatef with the talis gadol. However, in Dirshu footnote 3, he does bring opinions like that, but he also brings Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who says, ulai kavanas ha-Mishnah Berurah shivarech lesatef umiyad yisatef, then put the talis gadol on, and then react achar kach yivarech shechiyonu, don't make shechiyonu afterwards in order not to have a hefsik in the bracha between the levisha of the talis and the bracha. This concludes today's shir.